You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
They're hurting. They're recovering their friends. They're recovering people that they know. I watched it bring seasoned firefighters to tears up there today.
It's the Friday edition, and boy, has this been a long week here. Talk Radio 570 KVI, thank you very much for taking the time to join me. John Carlson, the fastest growing show in the Puget Sound area, thank you very much for making that happen. And by the way, huge thank you for stepping forward to answer the call to help the responders and the survivors of the awful Oso mudslide avalanche. We asked you to make donations yesterday, to call a toll-free line, make donations online at KVI.com. So did our sister stations, Star 101.5 and Como News Radio and Como TV. Boy, did you ever.
We want to thank our Como 4 viewers for an overwhelming outpouring of support and donations for the mudslide victims. You helped us raise nearly $400,000, and the donations are still being counted from all of us here. Thank you so much for your generosity.
More than a third of $1 million raised as of 5 o'clock last night, and it's even more than that. We're going to get that number updated here soon, Philip.
Yeah, just absolutely impressive amount of money that poured in for all the relief efforts there in Oso based on this mudslide. And, you know, you and I were speaking off the air, and I was wondering, okay, could they get a couple $100,000? And boy, oh boy.
Got more than that.
Yeah, the Como viewers, the Como listeners, the Star listeners, the KVI listeners, all of you. And, you know, without a doubt, there are just other charitable efforts that are going on where people are giving directly to, say, the Red Cross. So if there's a way to get a clearinghouse to find out how much money is coming into this, I think that's really going to show you how much we care about each other.
I've got a list here.
Pacific Northwest.
I've got a list for how much money is being donated. I mean, it's just a partial list, of course.
There you go. Exactly. It's a pretty good size of the list. It's probably not everything, but it's a lot.
And where it's going, we wanted the money to stay local. So we asked people to give to the United Way of Snohomish County because they've got – they're – involved in this on several different fronts, several of their agencies and programs helping on several fronts. And so I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. But, you know, here's why it's so important. Como 4's Kristen Drew talking to a firefighter who's been on the front lines there for 5 days.
I spoke with a firefighter who's been searching for victims since the slide happened, but today he took a break. He says this devastation is taking a toll both physically and emotionally. Darrington is the place firefighter Randy Dobbins calls home.
It gets to every one of us out here.
But even he says what's happened here is still so hard to believe.
I still can't wrap my mind around when I'm out in the middle of this area and knowing the houses, knowing the terrain, and where everything was.
Dobbins says digging through this mud is a balancing act.
You'll go, you know, 20 feet and it took like 10 minutes. You're like, God, what? That's ridiculous.
They're searching through pieces of homes, structures, and mangled cars.
The pictures and the videos that I see late at night at 2 a.m. when I finally get home cannot even show the pure devastation of that hit this area.
Dobbins says what's most difficult about the search and rescue efforts here is that many of the victims buried beneath all this debris are friends. He's been among the first responders recovering bodies.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
This is the reality for so many in Darrington, but Dobbins is still holding out hope they'll find survivors.
Can we find someone that's in that pocket? You know, can we find someone that's, you know, got the, you know, that somehow, you know, rode this thing out and survived?
He says hope is what keeps them pushing along and all of the support from near and far. It's changed his opinion of what makes a community.
To me, the whole definition has changed. We are the community now. Everyone involved in this and everyone that has pitched in one way or another, you don't have to live here. We're all a community.
And Randy Dobbins couldn't express enough how grateful he is for all that people are doing for them here at the fire department. He says what's most important, though, is taking care of the families who lost loved ones. In Darrington tonight, Kristen Drew, Como 4 News.
Okay, that's just one example of why these donations have been so welcome and so important. Again, KVI listeners, along with Como listeners, Star 101.5, they donated, again, well over a third of $1 million yesterday. And the United Way of Snohomish County, even before then, had received $600,000. Cascade Valley Hospital Foundation, more than $300,000. They've been treating some of the wounded. American Red Cross in Snohomish County, more than $220,000. That's as of Wednesday, and there's for sure more as of this morning. AT&T pledged $25,000. Chase Bank came in with $100,000. Boeing came in with, was it 100? No, 50,000 to Red Cross,
basically.
And then another 50 grand went to, I think, the United Way.
There you go. To circle back to the Chase Bank, I know that Chase Bank gets the vengeance of the May Day anarchist-type protesters a lot.
Yeah, so
I'll be looking forward
to
when those anarchists offer up a little bit of money.
Yeah, we haven't received a tally from the Occupy Seattle movement, how much they've given.
The miscreants that populate Evergreen State College, as an example.
Where is the $15 an hour minimum wage crusade organization? Where 15 now? Where is their donation?
We'll check and see if 15 now is coming up with something. SEIU, I'm sure, is probably
They'll probably demand that the volunteers in the rescue effort be paid $15 an hour.
Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah. you're right. Where's their compassion at a time like this? By the way, speaking of compassion, Starbucks comes out big time here. $50,000 to United Way, $50,000 to Red Cross. This is a week after they announced a $30 million commitment to hiring veterans. They want to hire 10,000 veterans and family members for their stores. Anyway, so you're seeing you're in the middle of terrible tragedy. You are seeing people really step forward in a very positive way. Companies, organizations, people, both within and without. When we were doing this phone bank, this radiothon, asking people to make donations, it was all, we didn't hire, professionals. This was all done with employees here. And so people were asked, could you please sit down and man a phone for a while? And so after the show yesterday, that's what I did. And first of all, the phone was ringing so rapidly. That's the first thing I noticed. The second thing I noticed is that the donations were coming from all over the place. From all over the Puget Sound area. Shelton, Bonnie Lake, Redmond. Brittany, you experienced some of the same thing, I take it, because you were down there too.
Absolutely.
Down there a long time.
It was really, really amazing to hear the people calling in and donating, and just to hear their stories. Some of them were so emotional, and it was kind of hard, but it really touched you, have somebody on the other line who can barely talk because they're crying so hard,
The other thing that was, you could always tell when someone was a likely KVI listener. Because I would say, we all had a script to go from. It says, thank you for calling. How much would you like to pledge? And the voice on the other line would say, now, before I tell you, I need to know where this money is going again.
I got a few of those, too.
That's when you knew you had a KVI listener.
It was
someone
almost
just making sure that this money was going to be, directly used to help.
Not getting lost in administrative efforts.
And I think,
it was going to some national organization.
I think some people were
the front lines.
Thought maybe it was a little too good to be true. They wanted to double check. Are you sure this is going to be 100% is going directly to the relief fund? And, to reassure them, I think made them feel better as well.
It goes to the relief fund United Way, and then it goes into two general directions. Survivors and family members on the one hand, and the responders. They got 200 people out there. And from with those two different directions, lots of different specific areas. You know, there's food, there's sundries, there's, you know, transportation, there's counseling. I mean, all these different programs that they run. So, again, thank you very much, KVI listeners, for stepping up big time.
Sounded like a freight train. You know, it lasted about 35, 40 seconds of a loud roar, and it was over.
The power of Mother Nature revealed when the entire side of this mountain came crashing down into this quiet valley.
It's a mile wide, a mile long, and access is very difficult.
I'm on a Skid Post Road on Highway 530. I'm not in the house here anymore.
Are there any injuries?
Yes, there's people yelling for help.
I heard a baby scream, and then I heard other people screaming. Couldn't clearly hear what they were saying, just, you know, screaming for help.
Every Saturday I go shopping. It's normal. And if I had waited later, I might have been killed myself.
Can we find someone that's in that pocket? You know, can we find someone that's, you know, got the, you know, that somehow, you know, rode this thing out and survived?
I would just ask all Americans to send their thoughts and prayers to Washington State and the community of Oso and the families and friends of those who continue to be missing. We hope for the best, but we recognize this is a tough situation.
We can't lose hope for anybody in this community. That's not what we're here for. We're here to find those people.
So I just kept digging and digging and digging with a stick until I could see a little light, and I shoved that sucker up through there and started waving it back and forth. And by that time, the EMC says, "Hey, I see a stick."
Rescuers used a chainsaw to free Mac McPherson from the wreckage of his home Saturday morning. His wife of 45 years was sitting next to him reading a newspaper when the walls came crashing in.
I asked him, "How come you're not digging her out?" They told me she was dead.
You think you've seen it all. We haven't. And it still is an emotional toll on us.
We have to keep moving. I think if we stopped, we would break. We don't want to break down, so we keep moving forward.
We are exhausted, absolutely exhausted, but we are not ready to stop.
We want to thank our Como 4 viewers for an overwhelming outpouring of support and donations for the mudslide victims. You helped us raise nearly $400,000, and the donations are still being counted from all of us here. Thank you so much for your generosity.